Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey guys, what's up? Dr. Tom here. Welcome back. You're listening to The Positivity Effect, and this is Fireside Chat number 13. I just want to take a moment to thank all of you who are listening to The Positivity Effect. It truly means the world to me, and it brings so much joy to hear the stories from those of you who have reached out to tell me how the podcast has been affecting your life. So from the bottom, from the very bottom of my heart, thank you. Today, I have on Jason Benavides. He runs a gym in San Antonio, Texas, and a big part of his model of training and teaching is helping people change their mindset. That component, it's so important when we think of getting fit or losing weight, and it's really, you know, how we react to our thoughts. And that, you know, the way that we react to our thoughts, it could be a very big block for many of us when we're trying to improve our fitness or lose weight. Jason shares some incredible insights in this episode, and I'm super excited to share it. A big part of what he does also is provide online coaching. You could check that out at octaneathleticperformance.com. A little disclaimer, guys, I say the words MIV family a few times throughout the episode because at the time when we recorded this, the Positivity Effect name had not been incepted. So it was a different name, but the relevance of the name really doesn't matter. What matters is the powerful message that Jason provides and is about to share with you guys. So thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. Without delay, here is Jason Benavides. Jason, are you ready to take it to a whole new level?
My man, Thomas, let's do it. Let's get up two levels. We're going to go two levels today.
That's it. We're upgrading. Awesome. So, Jason is a San Antonio personal trainer in the business of empowering people. He started working with youth athletes in Y2K to make them faster and stronger. Now he's progressed and added weight loss training into his programs. He's helped people successfully achieve their ideal fitness through his gym, Octane Athletic Performance, and through online fitness coaching. So, Jason, I gave him a little of a background. Why don't you expand upon it a little bit and give us a little glimpse into your personal life?
For sure. Basically, I started off, I just got involved in fitness and athletics at the college level. It was a game changer, and I got addicted to a drug that I don't want to put down. So, and I really just wanted to, see people go through that same change that I went through, and I know how important it is. So really, that's what I do now. Like you said, I started with young athletes, and seeing some really good results with them, we're doing summer training. However, nowadays we only see the athletes a couple months out of the year, because they're involved with their sport as they should be. You know, if we get a football player, he's going to be training with this football team, pretty much throughout the whole season. And then we'll get them after school lets out. So, and that's the same with track and field. That's the same with, other, people. So we do a lot of fitness training. We use sport, kind of as a, something just to keep goals, like people doing 5Ks. We're going to be having a, kind of like a shorter, like a 1 mile, like a 400 meter dash for a fundraiser. But primarily we do like personal training, getting people lean, getting people shredded. We have an online community. You can go to octaneonlinefitness.com, and that's our online, kind of fitness community. I'm excited, Thomas.
Awesome.
I think that's everything. It's my
awesome
story.
Awesome. And is it, anybody that's listening out there, anybody that wherever they are on their fitness journey, they can come and approach you guys about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they can just go in, request to be a part of the group, and you're good to go. Like I said, we've worked with everybody from, we've had some incredible, you know, power lifters. We've had, you know, first place. And with our power lifters, we have people lose 30 pounds in 6 weeks, you know, and that's not uncommon. And so we've really have a lot of good experience. And then of course, we have the young athletes where they're getting really fast and making us look good. So we have a pretty diverse group. Awesome. And then we have other coaches who, you know, go in there. And, you know, I do a little bit of business coaching, you know, too, but primarily it's fitness.
See, guys, and, you know, you could be in the San Antonio area, so, you know, check them out. But, guys, no matter where you are in your fitness journey, even if you don't live in San Antonio, check out Octane Athletic Performance. There is online fitness coaching. And, you know, Jason and his team will be happy to help you guys. So, Jason, let's transition. I want to talk a little bit about failure, talk about a difficult time. And at My Inner Voice Fuel, you know, we journey deep into a past failure or emotional struggle. And that could, you know, it's tough for all of us going through those things. But listen, guys, if you're human, you're going to encounter failure, especially with fitness. It's never going to be, it's always one step at a time. It's never jumping to the mountain, you know, getting to the peak of the mountain at the top. It's taking those little small steps. And it's important that we own our failures because it's usually in those moments that we uncover our true potential. So, Jason, paint us a story about a time when you failed or experienced some emotional struggle. Take us to that moment.
Definitely. And because we're talking about, you know, business, I'll stick kind of in that realm. But, you know, it was really with coaching a group. And, you know, we're big on customer service, you know, and that's one way of saying that we just like people to be happy. You know, we want to take care of our clients. We want, you know, the best for them, obviously, in fitness. You know, you're trying to improve somebody's life. And we just had somebody who was, you know, like basically just asking for a lot from the gym, you know, just asking for us to do this and that, and kind of changing the culture of our gym. And, you know, I'm, they say I like to please everyone, which I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. But so I was trying to, you know, do what I can within reason. And then it just, after a while, after it kind of been accompanying this person that had been in the gym for, you know, about 10 months. And really towards the end of that 10 months, going on to a year, that's when that last 2 months, they really started kind of being a little more demanding. So, basically I just, you know, sat them down. I was like, look, you know, this is kind of where we're going. If you want to be with us, you know, go ahead. If not, you know, this is where you can, you know, you can not come here anymore, basically. They just ended up writing some really bad stuff on us online. And, you know, one of my business coach was telling me, you know, you're going to have 95% of the people are going to be happy no matter what you do. I mean, 95% of the people are going to be happy. You're going to have that 5% no matter what you do, whether you do the right thing, do the wrong thing, they're always going to complain. The problem is that 5% is the loudest 5%. And I just found that to be absolutely true. Now I can talk about it. It's really not a big deal. I'm so glad that we made the changes we did and really kind of ignore that client because they didn't fit in our culture anyway. And, you know, I just, that was a big turning point for me because I just really realized what my coach had told me is like, you can't make everybody happy. You know, you got to really focus on your mission and what you're doing because, you know, like you said, you know, no matter what you do, someone's going to be unhappy. And, you know, even more so than that, I feel that the larger you grow in business, the more adversity you're going to have to deal with. So, you know, just keep that in mind.
Wow, guys, and what a powerful metaphor that you can even apply to, you know, taking that story that Jason just told us about applying it to really anything in life. You know, there's always going to be moments that someone, you're going to be trying to do something new in life or, you know, maybe you're taking up a new skill, a new fitness program, trying to lose some weight, maybe just trying to add a new, you know, looking to get, apply for a new job. And there's always going to be some negativity out there because there's going to be people that are not going to want to, they're not going to be able to do it themselves, the thing that you're trying to do. So they may try to put you down. And you know what? They may not be putting you down, you know, because they don't like you or it's out of fear or negativity. It's maybe because they think they, you know, it's because they love you and they don't want you to fail. But it's kind of telling them, listen, this is the journey that I'm walking on. Just please, you know, support me through it and just help me get through it. But that's kind of, you know, what you have to do. So, Jason, let's talk about mentorship. Tell us about a mentor in your life, how they helped you, and your take on the importance of mentors.
Yeah, they've really been huge. You know, I've had a lot. You know, I've worked with probably about 8 or 9 different coaches, and you can definitely get something different from each one of them. I think they're so important. I guess really in the beginning, you know, after a while, you kind of learn what works for you, and you know, but in the beginning, I mean, they're really going to be beneficial, and some of them are going to be better for mindset. Some of them are better for strategy. And then, of course, with us, you know, we have our online programs, our offline programs. So, you know, I've definitely had mentors in both. I think it's super important because there's a lot of things that we, you know, think that you have to do, like, to get to that next level. But if we haven't been there, you know, we really don't have the knowledge, you know, of what it actually takes to get there. That's where these mentors can really come in, you know. And that's what's been really helpful. The most recent mentor I'm working with right now is dealing with a lot with mindset. And she's amazing. You know, if you're a male, I actually think it's pretty important to have a female coach because we're guys. We think like guys. You know, and they have that balance that they can really bring to our business, especially if you don't have a strong, you know, female presence. And you know, in your business, so, and which I don't, and I work in a gym, and I work with a bunch of coaches, so you know, it's not really a strong female presence, so it's been very powerful, and she's really helped me move forward in some of the mental blocks that I was having.
That's true, and yeah, the mentors that's what we keep them for, guys. You know, going back on the last episode with Zach Johnson. He talked about a mentor in his life and how there was that moment where you had to climb the mountain. And guys, there may be a journey that you're trying to climb, you know, a mountain that you're trying to climb. And that could be a metaphor for fitness, for nutrition, for building a new business. And when you look at it like it's a mountain, it's going to be really difficult to climb it. But when you have mentorship in your life, they help walk you through it step by step so you can take those steps, one step at a time, until you finally reach the top of that mountain and look out over the, you know, the most amazing view that you've ever seen. So really, guys, if you don't have a mentor in your life, I encourage you to look into one. Even, you never know who in your life may be there to help you, and you may just be afraid to reach out and ask them a question. It could be a family member, a close friend, or even just like reaching out to Jason and checking out, you know, going out, looking online and seeing what kind of programs that you can reach out to. So let's talk about a little bit of gratitude. Gratitude is so important. And Jason, I can tell just by what, you know, just by you talking and the programs that you provide and how you help people with Octane Athletic Performance that you're really grateful for what you're doing. And gratitude's a feeling of thankfulness or appreciation, guys. And it's been found that people who keep gratitude journals on a regular basis, you know, they generally exercise more, they feel fewer physical symptoms, feel better about their lives as a whole. The list goes on and on. You know, gratitude is powerful. So, Jason, share with us the most gratifying moment you ever experienced while you were mentoring someone.
That also is, you know, somewhat recently. And, you know, basically doing a lot of life coaching with this one program we have. It's a 42-day program. And, you know, this is where people are losing 10, 15, 20, almost 30 pounds, you know, in those 42 days. Good, healthy program. A lot of it we focus on is mindset. And, you know, I had this girl and she was just really struggling. And she, you know, we kind of got deep into it and find out that a lot of the food problems she had was really like some deep buried beliefs that she was kind of projecting negatively on herself. And that has to deal with her mom and so forth. So she didn't realize it. We talked it through. And, you know, at the end of the conversation, you know, you just hear this big, like, And it was a big relief of pressure. So, you know, I it made me feel really good, you know, because I knew what I was doing for one. And then two, like, of course I'm helping her. You know, that was something that was pretty gratifying. And it was one of my, you know, better moments with my life coaching. I'm still, you know, you can always be better. So I'm definitely working on it to get better. But that was one of my Yoda moments, man. I was good.
That's it. Yoda moments. So do you think, especially in your line of work, people looking to, you know, really ramp up their fitness, is that something that most people are struggling with, that it's some kind of silent thing going on in their mind that they can't even recognize, and they think, you know, why am I not losing weight? You know, I'm eating these amount of calories and this and that, and that, you know, is there something missing in the puzzle?
Man, that's how we level up. That's it right there. It's the mindset, because whether you're dealing with business or you're dealing with, you know, fitness, those two things are very psychological. And, you know, if we can get through these mental blocks that are holding us back, you're just gonna, you know, you're gonna shoot really, you know, it's the next level. So it's really a big deal. And it's something that, you know, I've experienced personally, you know, with my own coach and myself. And, you know, I've experienced personally when I'm coaching others. So it's really big. I could talk all day about this, but to answer your question, you know, yes. Yes.
What are some of the big mental blocks, like the common ones that you guys see over at Octane that people are really trying to work through?
A lot of times that they have some negative energy that is, you know, that they're associating with food. So there could be something else that they're dealing with. Like me, I was dealing with some family problems, you know, some other part of my family was needing, kind of like a lost relationship, you know, and, it was like an immediate family member. I just really hadn't talked to him for a while, and I was putting a lot of, like, I didn't realize it, you know, but I had a lot of negative energy kind of going that way, and it was causing me basically stress, and I wasn't being productive. And once I kind of was able to, once I was brought it to my attention and we were able to work through it, then, you know, I just had a lot more free time in it. That's one simple way to explain it, but I did. I mean, I was like, wow, you know, I felt like a big stress relief on my back, and I just had a lot more free time. And what do you do with free time? You work on building your business, or you can, you
That's
know,
right.
you can do a lot of different things, and, or you can have that clarity where you don't really need that extra food or need to go to the food, to de-stress yourself. You can really understand that stress is something separate, and either you relieve it but you don't really go to the food, because of the stress.
Right. Right. So Jason, you know, we're about mindset here. We're about inner voice. When somebody comes to you and they really want to try to make these big changes, and, you know, you get them on a program, it's you're working through their fitness, but you know, one of the big things that you guys do is talking about their nutrition. What do you usually tell someone? You know, the thing that we need to kind of get our listeners to understand is when you go on a new nutrition program, there's going to be a lot of, you know, throwback from your family. They may be like, because food is very, it's very intimate. You know, if you're used to eating a certain way, especially with people that you're close with. So if you want to talk on that for a moment.
Yeah. So if you're trying to, basically get on the program, but you're having some resistance from family members, is that kind of what you're saying?
Exactly. So if you, especially if you're around people that you've eaten the same way your whole life, and now they're like, what is this? You know, what is all this organic in your fridge? You know, and then you just get discouraged, and you don't even go back to the supermarket to buy it again. I hear that from a lot of people.
Well, there you go. There's a really good, you know, reason to have a coach, you know, to have that support system, because, you know, you're exactly right. You get on a program, usually the people you know, that are around you have similar habits as you. So, you know, if you can have that support system, that really healthy support system that is going to help you keep focus. And that's what we're really all about. Like, and that's when we talked about culture earlier, because we have a culture at our gym. We have a culture, you know, with our online, you know, programs that really we support each other. And I may have a client, you know, one of the nurses, Dana, she's one of our big listeners of our podcast. And she's a nurse and she may be at work and they may bring donuts, you know, and on, cause it's Friday, and we're in San Antonio and people like to eat donuts. but she knows, you know, that she can reach out to me and, you know, kind of, I'm going to give her some support and tell her like, don't even look that way. And then she knows when she comes to Octane, we will not have donuts. We will be there, you know, kind of talking, and she can kind of, you know, vent a little bit, say like, man, you know, people brought in donuts today that really bothered me. And somebody else probably has a similar story. And then they can kind of like talk it out. And basically the next time they're in that situation, they know that there's another person that does dealing with the same situation. They're going to be able to avoid it. Maybe they talk about strategy. You know, there's a lot of different things you can talk about, but, usually that, you know, when you're going to have people around you that are unhealthy, it's something that, you just have to be real clear on why you want to be healthy. And that's going to be the biggest motivator. If not, you can have a good support system. Another strategy would be just to talk, like if you're on a program, say like an 8-week program, and you're you can talk to your spouse like, hey, you know, I invested in this program. I'm, you know, committed to see these results. You know, can you really work with me for these next 8 weeks? And, you know, hopefully they're going to be understanding about that. If not, maybe you need to get another spouse. I don't know.
See, guys, actionable steps you can take today. You know, it's just having that courage, guys, to sit your loved ones down and say, look, this is what I'm going to do, because I know if I make these changes, I'm going to be the best version of myself. And guess what? It's going to reflect on you, and we'll become better people together. And, you know, Jason, I like that you mentioned work, because I'm sure for a lot of people out there who are on a journey like this, maybe they are able to kind of get everybody at home aligned with, you know, what their mindset is and, you know, the right food in the fridge, but then you go to work. And, you know, if you got people bringing in donuts and, you know, bringing in all these little goodies that you smell them in the room and they're tempting, it's, guys, you got to understand that you may think by not having that donut, you're hurting the person's feelings, but really if at the end of the day, they're hurt that you didn't have the donuts that they bought at Dunkin' Donuts or wherever, you know, maybe you shouldn't be hanging out with them. You know, I don't know, just a little tidbit. So surround yourself with people that really believe in what you're doing. You know, maybe for a second they'll be hurt, but then you can sit down and you can explain to them why you're not kind of choosing to eat these kind of things anymore. And maybe you'll inspire them too to make some healthier choices.
Oh, absolutely. We've had people go on our nutrition programs. Actually, another nurse says, we have quite a few nurses in our program, but she was saying she got on the nutrition program, you know, started with us. During the 6-week program that she was on, there was 3 or 4 different people that went on diets around her. So you know, it's like that Gandhi quote, wow. Like at first they laugh at you, you know, and then at the end they end up following you. So that was exactly what happened. Like, they start seeing results with her and they're like, all right, you know, I'm not able to kind of like distract her or deviate her. So might as well join her, you know,
be the change you wish to see in the world. Right. Yeah. I know. I mean, for myself, I've been really making a bunch of changes nutritionally. I love the show, the podcast, Sean Stevenson. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah, he's coming on the Octane podcast. I'm here pretty soon. So
that's awesome, man. I can't wait to hear that episode. I'm definitely looking forward to hearing it.
That's
great that you have it. You know,
feel free to listen to ours too. We have some really good nutritionists. We have the Precision Nutrition, and they're like, you know, they coach nutrition for NFL teams, NBA teams. I know they coach the Spurs on nutrition, and they have like quite a big fat loss program as well. They're on our show. We have a lot of like also like Olympic level coaches for you know, some of the strength and fitness stuff we do, and we just have, you know, some really good people on the show. So definitely
awesome.
The only thing is the host. I don't know about the host. I'm not really,
yeah, I don't,
a little questionable,
you know. Yeah, you know you might want to rethink
that one. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Jason, just like from what you're doing, and it's really it's been a big transformation for myself. You know, I can really see in my own life just the kind of energy levels. Like, I used to be a sufferer of migraines, and I would get them literally multiple times a week. And again, not to mention his show again, because I got you on, but similar to probably the same, what you're doing, you know, the same exact mindset and teaching people the right food. Some of the things I learned through Sean, and I implemented them right away into my life, and I haven't had migraines like in 6 weeks. So it's
yeah,
incredible.
What is that? Let me know.
Oh, yeah. What I've been doing? So really a lot of the different things that Sean talks about, you know, I have a lot of these different medicinal mushroom type products now in my supplements. I have MSM in the morning with water, and really just amping up the amount of water I drink throughout the day.
That's really what we always recommend with migraines. I don't know if there was any more. We just find people are usually, especially in South Texas, people are usually dehydrated, and that tends to bring on the migraines.
Yeah, and like the high quality water. I was, you know, drinking tap water, and even learning, I was blown away when I found out what's really in bottled water. So now drinking more out of, you know, BPA free bottles and glass, and all these little things that, you know, they seem small, but when you put them together and they stack up, and especially sleep, dialing in my sleep, man, like I just don't get them anymore. I haven't had to take, I used to take Excedrin daily, almost daily. And like my trick was like an Excedrin with a slice of pizza and a bottle of Coke, you know, a can of Coke. And I would, you know, go into the dark room for like a half hour and I was good. And that was my thing. And, you know, I never really, the way I was eating, it didn't show physically because I guess I haven't, you know, I had a faster metabolism, but I didn't feel good. Everybody's like, oh, you look healthy, but I just didn't feel good. And, you know, that was a big change for me. It was knocking out those things and adding some better things in. And it wasn't about completely changing my diet, but just throwing little things in here and there. And man, just
glad
the world of
that.
Difference. So, hats off to you, man, what you do. I'm definitely going to be listening to your show, because what you guys are doing is helping people understand the connection between our body and what we put into it, and how, you know, it really is. You could try to have a better mindset, but if you're not feeding your body the right way with exercise and nutrition, you're not going to be able to create a good mindset.
Sure. It's definitely a balance.
It's definitely a balance. So let's jump into the fast lane. Just going to give you a couple quick questions and just give us some quick value. So what's one thing that you tell yourself on a regular basis that keeps you on track for success?
I'm not going nowhere. you know, I'm in the fitness space, and you know, I'm really playing the long game. I mean, you know, I know I may make mistakes, you know, and that's fine. It's all part of the learning process. I definitely don't like making mistakes. I'm not going to make them twice. However, you know, I'm not going to try to take shortcuts or do something that is not, you know, good morally, because it may make me another dollar, you know, today or tomorrow. I want to focus on the long game, because like I said, I'm not going anywhere.
And guys, you know, you hear what Jason's saying, you know, nobody wants to make mistakes, but when you do make mistakes, learn from them and continue on and try not to make those same mistakes. So what's one reason that you love providing mentorship to those in specifically your field and your background?
I just know the big change that it can make. I've been on both sides, you know, like I said, I really just got involved into fitness about 20. So I've been on both sides of the program, and it's when you're fit, you're feeling good, your mindset's good, your outlook is much better. So I definitely want that, you know, for everyone that I work with.
Awesome. And what's one book you can recommend to the MIV family?
Drive by Larry Bird. That is a great book. And I basically couldn't sleep the night when I picked that book up. So I just read it straight through. So it's a really good book.
Excellent. Guys, you've been hearing, everybody's been talking about this book. You got to check it out. It's good. Yeah, everybody's been loving this book. I've had some other guests too, and it's just, they love this book.
The Larry Bird book? That's awesome.
Drive, yeah. Yeah, it's powerful. So, Jason, when you are not conquering the fitness world, what do you like to do on the side?
I like to travel. I mean, that's definitely, you know, I've been surfing on a few different continents, and that's by no means am I a good surfer. living in San Antonio, but I like to travel. I like to try new things. So that's definitely what I like to do outside of work.
Awesome. So really, man, totally enjoyed listening to your journey, and the stories you shared were inspiring. You know, it was actually great at the end, really kind of drawing in my own personal connection, you know, and that's why I'm definitely going to continue to listen to what you're doing and reach out to you, because you're really making a big change for people. So give the MIV family one parting piece of guidance, share with the best way they can connect with you, and then we'll call it a wrap.
First of all, thanks, Thomas, for having me on. It's been fun. Good talking. Last piece of guidance is basically find out what you're passionate about, and then that's where it all begins. And then you just got to put in the work. But have fun, MIV family. Love connecting with you guys. You guys can definitely reach out to me. You can go to OctaneOnlineFitness.com. That's where we have our group. If you have any questions for me about fitness, business, or about traveling, whatever. And, you know, of course, the podcast too. So
that's it, guys. You heard it from Jason. He will help you level up 2, 3, who knows, as many levels as you can go. Jason, be well, and we'll talk soon.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying The Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.